President Donald Trump appeared almost resigned to the idea that former Vice President Joe Biden will beat him in November, telling Fox News' Sean Hannity that Biden is going to be president because some people don't love me. During a town hall in the key swing state of Wisconsin, Trump fell back on his well-worn attack lines against his Democratic opponent, painting Biden as too old and suffering from cognitive decline. At the same time, the president seemed to acknowledge current polling, which shows the ex-Veep up by double digits nationally, leading in most battleground states, including Wisconsin, a must-win for Trump. Joining us on this segment of the show, our political analyst, retired Ripon College political scientist, Marty Farrell. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Greg.
So President Trump says Biden is going to be president because some people don't love me, maybe, and all I'm doing is doing my job. What do you make of that?
Well, clearly, there's actually a lot of dissatisfaction out there about how he has been doing his job. So I don't want to just quote numbers from polls, but 56%, a substantial majority, do not feel he has handled the coronavirus pandemic well. He has not shown consistent, strong leadership in combating that. And we see that the record of the United States is worse than many other of the developed countries that handled it in a better way, in a stronger way, right from the beginning. Secondly, a majority of people do not like how he has handled the protests and the unrest that emerged after the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis. A majority of people feel that he has made race relations worse, that he's flamed the fires of racial animosity. And it didn't help that over the weekend he retweeted a statement by apparently one of his supporters using the term white power. Now, he did back down from that later and took it off and said, oh, I didn't see that. But those are two big things. And then we add in the economy. So if you look at his overall approval ratings, they have really declined from about 46% approving, which would be the high water mark of his entire presidency in March of this year. But now it's down just barely 40%. So it's a pretty significant decline. Still plenty of time to turn it around. But right now, the trajectory is not favorable.
Yeah, Fox News host Tucker Carlson warned the president he could well lose this election if he doesn't turn things around soon. Well, what can he do at this point? Because it looked like he was going to be an incumbent's always difficult to beat, and it looked like it was going to be a very close election. He was going to be difficult to beat, and then COVID-19 happens. Then we have the death of George Floyd and the subsequent protests. So what can the president do between now and November? He's got to. Those are the two issues that are sinking him right now, as you point out, and the poll numbers show that. How does he address those two issues between now and November?
He has to figure out where the majority of the country really is on those issues, and then take a very clear and consistent, that's what I want to underline is the term consistent, position on them, and show the people that he's taking action to make these things better, to resolve these in the way that they should be. Has to show a better grasp, a better mastery of what's actually happening. And, as well as what the public response is to that. And I think earlier he looked better because he wasn't always consistent on a lot of issues, admittedly, but the economy was doing very well. again, we can argue whether it was his policies or it was a continuation of a recovery.
It really doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter.
No.
And again, a lot of the models that are used to predict presidential elections really emphasize those economic data very strongly. But now that, again, you cannot say that the collapse of the economy or the deterioration of it is his fault. It actually...
But that doesn't matter either.
Right. Again, the president's always given too much credit when things are good and too much blame when things are not good in the economy. That's very consistent over decades. So he has to go out and show a much better grasp of the objective situation and also where public opinion is and lead through actions. But I don't know if he has the focus. I don't know if he has a grasp of the actual factual basis of the issues so that he can do that. That's what he's going to have to show.
All right.
Right now, in these battleground states such as Wisconsin, I think Charles Franklin, you talked to last week, Biden has an 8-point lead now in Wisconsin, 8-point lead in Pennsylvania, even in Arizona, about a 5-point lead, and Michigan, almost an 11-point lead. So these are historic weak points for an incumbent president facing reelection, and to make a comeback from this would be a big comeback indeed.
Well, however, Democrats are warning against overconfidence. Former President Barack Obama told Biden donors recently that no one can assume Trump's struggles now mean that he can't be reelected in November. And so Democrats are warning against getting complacent, and they're also wary about President Trump and Republicans making it harder for people to vote in a pandemic.
Well, that, of course, is very true. And, yeah, anybody who is leaning Democrat and is complacent, they really need to take a look in the mirror because, no, I've said this again many times, turnout will ultimately determine the outcome. And if those who are not happy with Trump just stay at home and don't vote, he could easily be reelected. No, they have to turn out. They have to vote. They have to overcome obstacles. It might mean standing in line. It shouldn't. But, again, there are things being done that are not streamlining, but the opposite of streamlining our voting processes. And so, yeah, it is going to have to be high motivation on the part of the voters to actually show up. And, of course, in many cases, they can vote in advance if they make the proper arrangements. But nothing is certain at this point. We're still 4 months and a bit more out.
Right.
And a lot can still happen.
All right.
But the trend right now is not favorable to Trump. And he needs to show more coherent, cohesive, consistent leadership of the whole people in order to turn it around.
I'll get you out on this. The New York Times reported that American intelligence officials concluded months ago that a Russian military intelligence unit had secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. And the report said Trump was briefed but took no action. The White House denies that. What do you make of that report? And if it's true, what are the implications?
Well, you know, of course, personally, I wasn't there, and so it's hard to know for sure, but it's certainly, again, it's a damaging thing. And Trump likes to say that nobody's been tougher on Russia, and there have been some sanctions that have hurt Russia under the Trump administration. But on the other hand, he does seem very friendly to Mr. Putin, and he wants to get them back into the G8, the leading nations conclave, even though they haven't made up for their aggression in Ukraine and the Crimea. So the thought that he is overly favorable toward Russia has already been there, and this would just be another possible example of that tendency.
Retired Ripon College political science professor Marty Farrell, always a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you very much, Greg.